Last time we started discussing the interesting halacha lemaisa shailas related to kashrus. So I'd like to continue and share with you another interesting shaila based on some of the mafarshim that we've seen. What's the din? Does pet food require hashgacha? Does it need a hechsher? That sounds a little bit strange. Right? A pet is not mechuyav in mitzvah satorah, so why should there be any need for a hechsher? So the truth is, if we're talking about macholas asuros, clearly one is allowed to serve macholas asuros to their pet. Do you have any extra copies of the sheet? If you have them, please pass them on. If you have macholas asuros, you should be able to serve them to your pet. Does anyone need a sheet? A few more. So here's the rest back, please. If we're only talking about macholas asuros, so that you should be able to serve to your pet. But basa b'cholav is unique. As we discussed many times, basa b'cholav is not only asa b'chila, it's asa b'hanoi as well. You're not allowed to derive benefit from basa b'cholav. So that's the shaila. If you have pet food that's made out of basa b'cholav, very often the pet food is meat and milk together. So if you're going to feed that to your pet, that's an isra hanoi. Perhaps it's an isra hanoi. Is there an isra hanoi of basa b'cholav? Is there no isra hanoi of basa b'cholav? Does that isra hanoi apply in all circumstances? Does it not apply in certain situations? So what's the shaila? The chor basa b'cholav is asa b'hanoi. Of course, there should be a problem to serve basa b'cholav to your pet. Well, it's not so simple because pet food is probably not made from basar shchuta. Right? They're not shechting animals and putting that, glat kosher meat into the pet food. That's clear. They're killing the animals. They're putting basar nevela. They're mixing the basar nevela with the cholav. Oh, so the real shaila over here that we're asking is basar nevela that was nisbashal b'cholav, is that asar b'hanoi? Is it not asar b'hanoi? If for some reason we can say that that's permissible, it's permissible to derive benefit from basar nevela that was nisbashal b'cholav, so then the pet food is not going to need hashgacha. Right? You're not going to have to keep basar b'cholav out of the pet food. But if we assume that that the basar b'cholav, basar nevela, nisbashal the cholav is asavana, so then you will need ashgach to make sure that there's no basa b'cholav in that pet food. So, what's the source of this halacha? So, we had a Rambam. We had a Rambam together. Rambam in Uchas Mechalas Asuras Perektes Halacha Vav writes, Aval ha-mevashel b'sar mesa o'chele v'chiyotze behen b'cholav. If you're mevashel, if you cook b'sar mesa, that's b'sar nevela, that it wasn't shechted properly. O'chele of non-kosher fats in cholav, lokal bishulav in a loka al achilos, so mishum basa b'chol. Says the Rambam, there's an iser of bishul, there's malchus for the bishul, but no malchus for the achil. She'en iser basa b'cholav chal al iser nevela, o iser chelev. There's a rule that ain't iser chal al iser, so says the Rambam, the iser achila of basa b'cholav is not going to be chal on the iser nevela. The basa is already oser b'achila midin nevela, so the iser basa b'cholav is not going to be chal on the iser nevela. Adds the Rambam a very interesting line. When we saw this Rambam together, I didn't read this line with you because it's a complicated line. You have to really know what's going on. It says the Rambam, She'en kan lo isa kolo, lo isa mosiv, lo isa basachas. Because there's no isa kolo, there's no isa mosiv, there's no isa basachas. What's Rambam talking about? So the Rambam is alluding to the fact that in the sugya of Ein isa chal al isa, there are certain exceptions. There are situations where isa can be chal al isa. So let's just take the second example of the Rambam. We'll leave out the first and the third. The Rambam says that by an iser mosif, iser is chalal iser. What does that mean? That means that if the second iser is mosif extra isurin, it's not just the particular iser that you're talking about, but if there's another iser involved as well, so that's a stronger iser. So because the iser involves two different isurin, right, it's like two for one, right? It's two isurin in one. That iser is stronger, and it can be chalal iser. So says the Rambam over here, the Isser Achila Bas B'cholav is not going to be Chal on the Isser Achila Nevela because there is no Isser Mosif. Now I ask you, should there be an Isser Mosif over here? Is the Isser involved only in Isser Achila? There's an Isser Bishul, but that Isser Bishul is not in the Cheftza, that's on the Gavra. But is there another Isser on the Cheftza? Yes, the Isser Hanu Bas B'cholav. So if you were to ask me, I'd say that Bas B'cholav should be viewed as an Isser Mosif on top of Isser Nevela. Because yes, there's an Isser Achila related to Bas B'cholav, but there's also an Isser Hanu Bas B'cholav. Nevela is not Asur B'hanu, most Machalas Asuras are not Asur B'hanu. So how can the Rambam say that there's no Isser Mosif over here? It seems a little bit strange. The Rambam doesn't deny the fact that an Isser Hanu can be an Isser Mosif. You see that from the Rambam in the next halacha that I gave you. The Rambam in Perek Yudalet Halacha Yutah says, "Yesh ochel kezayis echa v'loka olav chamesh." Sometimes a person can eat one kezayis and he can get malchus five times. What's the example he gives? Tomei she'ochal kezayis chelev shenosar min hamukdoshim biyom ha'kipurim. That's a mouthful. So let's not talk about all the cases. Let's just say that he ate a kezayis of chelev that was mukdoshim. That means that something, right, a part of the animal is chelev. Now the person's makdish, the animal. Now he's makdish the animal, and then he shechs the animal. So before he was makdish the animal, there was an iser achila of chelev. Then he was makdish the animal, now there's an iser achila mitam hegdish, mi'ila behegdish. Now that iser achila is not just an iser achila, it's an iser hana. Right? Because you're not allowed to be nenef from kochim, even if you don't eat them. So comes the Rambam and says, loke mishum ochel chelev, mishum nene min ahegdish umo. The chelev of the behema used to be asa b'chilev u'muta b'hanoya. Hikdisha, when he was makdish the animal, nasa chelev b'hanoya. Now the chelev became asa b'hanoya. Mitoch shenosavo isra hanoya, nosavo lov isra kachim. The isra achilas kachim was chal together with the isra hanoya. The isra hanoya is like an isra mosif. It's extra. Onto, right, it's an extra iser together with the iser achila. So since the iser hanoya was chal, the iser achila was chal too. So the Rambam admits that hanoa normally is viewed as an iser mosim. If all you're talking about is iser chal al iser with the iser achila, but if the second iser achila has an iser hanoya involved in it, the Rambam says that it is an iser mosim, and then the iser achila will be chal. So why by basa b'chalav does he say differently? By basa b'chalav he says that if you mavashel b'sar nevela with chalav, it's aser. It's asa bebishel. You did something wrong, but it's not asa b'achila. Why is it not asa b'achila? So what did ein isa chal al isa? But this is an isa mosif. The Rambam writes beferish. It's not an isa mosif. Why should it not be an isa mosif? The Rambam asked this kasha on himself in Perasha Mishnayos and Krisis. The Rambam has a very famous piece in Perasha Mishnayos and Krisis. That's the third part that I asked you to see. The Rambam says v'yesh bidvareinu eila nekuda niflo. This is known as the nekuda niflo in the Rambam in Perasha Mishnayos and Krisis. The heat. What's the nekuda nifla? Min hayodua shebasa b'chalav asa b'ano. V'achelav derech moshal mutabano. We know basa b'chalav asa b'ano, b'chelav is mutabano. V'bishal achelav b'chalav matam lo yochol isa basa b'chalav al isa chelav. V'hu adin b'nevela. If you cook chelav or nevela with chalav, why shouldn't the isa achila b'chal be also isa mosif? Kmo shamarnu kan b'chelav akotshim v'chiyavnu al achilasu me'ila machma shenosavo israna. The Rambam says, I told you in the Mishnayos and Krisis, that if a person is makdish, the behemo that has chelav in it, then the isra mukdoshim is chal on the isra chelav, because it's an isra mosif. It's not only an isra achil, it's an isra na. So why about basa b'chalav is it not like that? That's the Rambam's kasha. Right? If I tell you that isra na is an isra mosif, so why about basa b'chalav is it not an isra mosif? So says the Rambam, I'm going to tell you a fundamental yisod by basa b'chalav. Hatshuva l'kach shebasa b'chalav lo nesa b'hanoa ela machma she'osra akosav achilasa. The isra hanoa is only through the isra achila. L'fi haklal shebi'ano shekol shenesa b'achila nesa lehonas b'ach yifra l'cha akosav. Rabbi Avo has his famous line that whenever the Torah prohibits achila, it prohibits hanoa as well. Right? The isra hanoa comes out of the isra achila. V'ein posak ha'osu achilasa u'posak ha'osu lehonas b'ach. There are two psukim. There's an isra achila. It says lo sochlu, and the isra achila spawns an isra hanoi as well. El shnei advarim yachad heim isra bas b'chal. Hanoi and achila, it's all one unit. It's all one unit. V'kevan shamarnu ein isra chal al isra, v'fikach lo yochol isra bas b'chal av al isra nevela. Harei lo yehei osu b'hanoi, ela yehei mutu b'hanoi, v'ha ochlo lo kamishim nevela. What's the Ram Pesha Mishnai saying? The Rav explained that the Rambam is telling us that normally an Isra Hanoah is an Isra Tofel to the Isra Achila. It's secondary to the Isra Achila. The Isra Achila is the primary Isra, and the Isra Hanoah flows from the Isra Achila. That's the case of normally if you have an Isra Hanoah, Pasuk says Lo Sochlo, so the Isra Hanoah stems from the Isra Achila. I by Basa B'chalav, it says Lo Savash or Gadiv Achalev, there's an independent Pasuk for the Isra Hanoah. So the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos actually addresses that issue. And he says, no, the Torah had to use a Lashon Bishul. It didn't want to use a Lashon Achila, as we discussed at great length. Right? The Torah either wanted to show you that Bishul is a Siyog L'Achila. Right? There are different reasons why the Torah uses a Lashon Bishul. So it had to have three separate psukim to teach me the Isser Bishul, the Isser Achila, and the Isser Hana. The Rambam says, once I have this pasuk that teaches me that there is an Isser Hana by Basa B'Challah, then it reverts back to the old Maisa, the old Yisod, that that Isuri Hanoi in general stem from the Isra Achila. I need an extra pasuk over here because the Torah doesn't say lo sochlu. The Torah says lo sevasho. So how would I know that the Isra Hanoi is flowing from the Isra Achila? Let it say lo sochlu, and then I know the Isra Hanoi is flowing from the Isra Achila. No. The Torah can't say lo sochlu. It wants to say lo sevasho. It wants to use lashon bishul. So once it doesn't say lo sochlu, I'm not going to know the Isra Hanoi unless the Torah has a separate pasuk. I need a separate pasuk, but ultimately, once I have the separate pasuk, says the Rambam, it goes back to the old halacha that the real Isra is the Isra Achila. The Isra Hanoi just is an extension of the Isra Achila. The Isra Hanoi is an extension of the Isra Achila. So says the Rambam, if the Isra Hanoi is an extension of the Isra Achila, it's not an Isra Mosif. Isra Mosif means I have two Isurim on the same level. I have an extra Isra that's on the same level as the first Isra. So that's a compound Isra. It's a more powerful Isra than the first Isra. So if I were to say that the Isra Hanoi Basu B'Chalav is an independent Isser, so then I have a double Isser over here. I have Isra Achila, I have Isra Hanoi. That should be an Isser Mosif on the Isra Achila of Nevela, and it should be Chal on the Isra Achila of Nevela. But Zokter Rambam, most Isra Hanoi are not an independent Isser. Basu B'Chalav is really no different than other Isra Hanoi. It's an Isser Tofel, it's secondary to the Isra Achila. It's an extension of the Isra Achila. So we don't look at the Isra Hanoi as being an Isser Mosif. We say there's an Isra Achila of Nevela, there's an Isra Achila of Basu B'Chalav. Aye, but there's an Isra Hanoi. No, the Isra Hanoi is like a prat within the Isra Achila Bas B'chal. We only look at the Isra Achila. So since there's only an Isra Achila, we say that Ein Isra Chalal Isra. There's no such thing as an Isra Mosif over here. By Kodshin, the Rambam holds, of course the Isra Hanoi is an independent Isra. Because it applies even to things that are not royal Achila. The Isra Hanoi can just be an extension of the Isra Achila. There's an Isra Me'ila Behegdish, even to things that are not royal Achila. If I'm makdish gold to the Beis HaMikdash, I'm not allowed to be nena from that gold. It has nothing to do with eating per se. So clearly the Isra Hanoi of Hegdish is an independent Isra from the Isra Achila. So even when you're talking about something that's royal Achila, there must be an independent Isra Hanoi there because the Isra Me'ila B'Hegdish always is an independent Isra. That has to be an Isra Mosif. So that's why when it comes to Mukdashim, the Isra Achila of Hegdish is going to be Chal on the Isra Chela, because the Isra Hanoi of Hegdish is an Isra Mosif. It's an independent Isra, because it applies even if something is not Roy L'Achila B'Chalal. But Zabdi Rambam, Basa B'Chalal. That's what comes like regular Isra Hanoi. That the Isra Hanoi is an extension of the Isra Achila. It's not independent, it's an extension of the Isra Hanoi. And in fact, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos counts Bishul and Achila, Basa B'Chalal separately, but Hanoi and Achila, he puts in one mitzvah. Because the Rambam holds the Isra Hanoi of Basu B'Chalav is not independent, it's an extension of the Isra Achila. And for that reason, the Rambam says, there's no such thing as an Isra Mosif in Basu B'Chalav. There's no independent Isra Hanoi of Basu B'Chalav. It's only an extension of the Isra Achila. That's why Mevashel Nevela B'Chalav, he might be local Bishula, but he's not local on the Achila, nor on the Hanoi. Because Ein Isra Chalal Isra. And there is no Isra Mosif to speak of. Hanoi is not viewed as an Isra Mosif. So that's why the nevela b'cholav is not also b'achila mitam basa b'cholav. It's also b'achila mitam nevela. It's not also b'achila mitam basa b'cholav. Nor is it going to be also b'hanoa mitam basa b'cholav. Okay, this is the position of the Rambam. The mevashel nevela b'cholav, you did something wrong with the bishul, but it's muta b'achila midin basa b'cholav. It's also b'achila midin nevela, but it's muta b'achila midin basa b'cholav, and it's muta b'hanoa. The Rashba in Chulin argues, the Rashba in Chulin Adav Kufid Gimel Amr Bey says that the Isra Hanoi Basu B'Chalav is an Isra Mosif. Against the Rambam in Perashah Mishnayos increases. So comes the Dogel Mervav on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, look, you know, the Shulchan Aruch talks about Mevashel, Basar Mesa, B'Chalav, what's the din? You're doing the wrong thing in Bishol, but there's no Isra Achila, Basu B'Chalav. He says there's no discussion in the Shulchan Aruch about the Isra Hanoi. That's because the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam. Just quoting the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say anything about the Isra Hanoi. So comes the Dogel Mervav and says, look, the Rambam in Perashah Mishnayos increases writes explicitly that there is no Isra Hanoi in this case. So someone who wants to rely on the Rambam to assume by Mevashel Nevela B'Chalav there's no Isra Hanoi, lo hifsid, he's okay. It's the Dogel Mervav's psak. Marish on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. That you can rely on the Rambam to assume that Mevashel Nevela B'Chalav there's no Isra Hanoi. But the Pesach Tshuva and the Prima Gadim point out the Rashba argues. Apparently, the reason why the Dogam Revava was willing to rely on the Rambam is because he didn't have a Rashba on Chulin. He must not have seen the Rashba. And he doesn't quote the Rashba at all. So he assumes the Rambam is the only one who makes a statement about this. So even though you might think that you know, the Rambam's logic is questionable. Maybe the Yisra Anov Basu B'Cholav should be viewed as an Yisra Mosim. But the Rambam said it. He said it in his Nekuda Neflah in Parashat Mishnayos increases that the Yisra Anov Basu B'Cholav is not an Yisra Mosim. Ain't it's a Chalal Yisra. So we can rely on the Rambam. It says the Pesach Shuvah in the Prima Gadim, there is a Rashba. The Rashba argues with the Rambam. So, L'chore, it's appropriate to be mapped for that Rashba against the Rambam. And that's how they conclude. That's how the Pesach Shuvah concludes. Rabbi Ganak in his Sefer Gan Shoshanim, he wrote this in one of the OU's journals many years ago. He said based on the Rashba, he thinks that it's appropriate to be machmer against the Rambam to assume that b'sar nevela and his bashal b'cholav is taka osir b'ama, that the Isra Ano really is an Isra Mosif in b'sar b'cholav. So he's that the policy of the OU is not to give a hechsher on pet food that has basar b'cholav in it. Because again, even though the pet is not mitzuvah, the owner is not mitzuvah to prevent the pet from eating machalas asuros, but if it's asur b'anah, then the owner can't feed it to the pet because he'll be deriving benefit from the basar b'cholav. It's not the pet's isser, it's the owner's isser. Right? The owner will be deriving benefit from that basar b'cholav. So if you assume like the Rashba, it seems like the Prima Gadim, the Pesach Tshuva, Rabbi Ashuchar also is machmir. Many Achronim are machmir, like the Rashba, so they're assuming that Isra Ana, the Isra Ana Basa B'cholav, is viewed as an Isra Mosif. So, B'sar Nevela B'cholav, one is not allowed to be Mevashel, not only can't you be Mevashel, all of the Isra of Basa B'cholav are going to be Chal. The Isra Ana is going to be Chal. And once the Isra Ana is Chal, because it's an Isra Mosif, the Isra Achila of Basa B'cholav will also be Chal on this item. So, since the Isra Ana of Basa B'cholav is going to be Chal, that's the position of the Rashba, so these achronim assume that it's appropriate to be machmer, not to feed this to your animals, to your pets, because you'll be deriving benefit from it. According to the Rambam, you'll be allowed to be mekel, but because the Rashba is machmer, that's why these achronim hold that it's appropriate to be machmer and not to feed basar b'cholav to a pet.